With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. An Army veteran pleaded not guilty to assaulting a 13-year-old boy who the suspect said refused to remove his hat during the national anthem at a rodeo in Superior earlier this month. The University of Montana is expecting freshman enrollment to increase this year, possibly marking a turning point away from years of decline. The Missoulian reported yesterday that the university is seeing higher registration numbers for new student orientation and housing this year, but it won't have a full student count until mid-September. Enrollment in the freshman class dropped by more than 9% to 1,172 students last fall. Yellowstone National Park recorded just more than 936,000 visits last month as the busy summer tourist season ramped up. The July visitation was down by about 4,500 from July of last year. Yellowstone typically sees its most visitors during the summer months. So far this year, the first national park has hosted nearly 2.3 million visitors, which is down a little more than 1% from the same period last year, and trails year-to-date visitation recorded in 2016 and 2017. Officials in Phillips County have released the name of a man who died when a semi hauling hay on a flatbed trailer overturned while making a turn and caught fire. The sheriff's office says 37-year-old Justin Lucas of Loring was killed in the crash north of Malta August 8th. Earthquake Lake, also known in Montana as Quake Lake, formed 60 years ago Saturday when a 7.3 magnitude earthquake caused a massive landslide that blocked the Madison River west of Yellowstone National Park. Survivors are remembering their experiences for the anniversary of the largest quake on record to strike the Rocky Mountains. Montana Senator and wheat farmer John Tester is firing back after President Trump mocked the role of wheat in trade with Japan. Yesterday at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, President Trump said of Japan,
"They send us thousands and thousands, millions of cars. We send them wheat. Wheat. That's not a good deal. And they don't even want our wheat. They do it because they want us to at least feel that we're okay. You know, they do it to make us feel good."
In a statement issued today, Senator Tester said, quote, "Montana farmers grow the best wheat in the world, and that's exactly why countries like Japan, the number one importer of our wheat and one of America's closest allies, buy it," unquote. The president made his remarks at a Shell petrochemicals plant being built outside Pittsburgh in a speech he said was about America's energy dominance and manufacturing revival. A Montana Republican running for governor in 2020 is calling for 10 debates ahead of the June 2nd primary. The Great Falls Tribune reports Montana's current Attorney General Tim Fox sent a letter yesterday to fellow candidates U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte and State Senator Al Olszewski, proposing 10 live debates with media coverage to ensure broad audience. Olszewski told the Tribune he was agreeable and that he'd like to see the debates divided into different topics so candidates can, quote, drill down into policy, unquote. A spokesperson for Gianforte says he looks forward to debating. The Tim Fox campaign says debate locations and details will be determined by candidates' campaign leadership. The three Democrats and one Libertarian have announced their run for the office. Montana Governor Steve Bullock terms out next year. He's running for president. Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is proposing fishing tackle restrictions on certain sections of the Flathead River. The move is meant to protect West Slope cutthroat trout and bull trout as angling pressure increases. Aaron Bolton explains.
Tackle restrictions would apply upstream of the Teakettle fishing access site off U.S. Highway 2 near Columbia Falls, FWP spokesperson Dylan Tabish.
That would include the middle, north, and south forks of the Flathead and those tributaries on those rivers. Anglers could only use a single hook on those sections.
FWP says angling pressure has been increasing on all three forks of the Flathead River over the last decade. The agency says the proposed single-hook measure would protect bull trout and cutthroats from handling stress and hook-related injuries. FWP is asking for public comments on the proposed single-hook regulation on the Flathead and other measures through September 15th. The agency will also hold public meetings in Thompson Falls, Kalispell, and Libby, August 20th through the 22nd. I'm Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.